Good morning. King Felipe has asked caretaker Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to try and form a government after his Conservative rival was unable to. The Socialist leader said he would meet every political party bar the far right in a bid to have a second term. Ever since he came runner-up in the July elections, it seemed almost certain he would have the better chance of forming a majority than Alberto Núñez Feijóo. It has also been obvious that he would need the backing of Catalan nationalists. Without the parliamentary backing of the pro-independence Together for Catalunya and the Catalan Republican left, Mr. Sanchez would fall short of the 176 seats he needs for a majority triggering a repeat election. He now has until the 27th of November to find enough support for an investiture vote in Parliament and will start talking to political groups today. He will be able to secure the support of SUMAR and the Basque regional parties, but the two Catalan pro-independence groups have made clear that they want an amnesty for separatists accused over the 2017 bid for independence. Already, several veteran figures in Sanchez's own party, the PSOE, have spoken out against the proposal, deeming it unconstitutional and a threat to Spain's territorial unity. In the past, Mr. Sanchez's own government had deemed an amnesty unconstitutional. If he fails to form a government, there will be another election in January. A court in Murcia has opened an investigation into the fire that tore through two adjoining discos, killing 13 people. It is the country's deadliest nightclub fire in more than 30 years. The discos were popular and located on the outskirts of town. In January 2022, city officials ordered the venues closed after the owners divided the building into two. The order was disregarded. The fire erupted just before sunrise on Sunday. Authorities said the inferno probably spread quickly through air vents. The goal of the probe is to determine whether the fire broke out because of negligence, the city's prosecutor said in an interview. If the tragedy arose from recklessness, he said, those responsible for the deaths could face a maximum of 9 years in prison. Law enforcement and a team of forensic investigators scoured the site on Monday to gather evidence. And a wooden boat carrying 271 migrants arrived yesterday in El Hierro on the Canary Islands after making a perilous journey from Africa in what rescuers said was the most crammed vessel they had seen. In 24 hours, a total of 726 migrants, including women and children, arrived on the islands in at least six different precarious boats, including three in El Hierro alone, authorities said. The Red Cross group that attended the migrants said this was a record number of arrivals in a single boat on the islands. Between January and August, 21,780 migrants reached Spain, nearly 15% more than in the same period last year, according to official data. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.